You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by organizers with Harmonia, Megan Coral and Alexia Locklear. Welcome.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for coming in. To get started, maybe talk a little bit about what you each do with Harmonia and tell us maybe what Harmonia is.
Well, Harmonia is a not-for-profit organization. We started here about 4 years ago. We're going into our fourth season, and we go to festivals and set up sanctuary spaces to assist in compassionate decompression for anybody who is having a hard time or undergoing a difficult experience.
Yeah, we use our decompression lounges as a container to share educational and empowerment tools on self-care.
So my name is Megan, and I am one of the co-founding members and the executive director. So I oversee all of the operations that happen, from business and booking to promotions to on-site coordination and team management.
Yeah, and I'm Alexia Locklear. I'm also a co-founding member and operations director. So anything that kind of happens with our team, with getting to an event, preparing for it on-site, building up our beautiful space, all that goodness. Mm-hmm. And I do a lot of our different deco when we set up around town.
Mm-hmm. Our deco and art extraordinaire.
So for our listeners, can you describe a little bit in more detail what it looks like when you, like what your work at a festival could look like?
Well, generally at a festival, we'll set up a really nice ambient lounge with memory foam floors, really decadent yet comfortable. We use a lot of blue and like calming schemes. We play calming music. And it's pretty much an open air space where you can come if you're having a difficult time. And it can be, you know, when we're in a festival setting, you know, you're there for 3 days, you get things across the board as far as issues that can come up, whether it's like a fight with a boyfriend or just like overwhelmed from dehydration and the stimulation of the festival. So if you're experiencing something like that and you need a place to sit down, or maybe you can't find your tent because it's dark, and so we provide this space of restoration and reprieve from the festival, so you can come in, rest up, and then go back in feeling energized.
Yeah, you think you have all of the challenges and chaos of life elevated when you're in a new setting, a new environment, and new weather conditions with a lot of stimulation and a lot of excitement going on. So we're kind of there as a home base to know that you always have a spot, a family, a home to kind of come recenter and then go back out so you can really enjoy the rest of your experience.
How do people know where to find you?
Usually we'll get the festival to place us on a map so that it'll be marked clearly, especially if we have the public installation happening. And that's generally the easiest way to find us. We try to be near a medical facility, so if you go by one of the first aid booths, they'll probably be able to tell you where we are if you don't see us on the map or maybe you don't have a map.
Great. What kind of events are you planning to do this year?
This year we will be at Connection Campout. That's 2 hours from here in Tennessee. It's a transformational festival with a lot of world music, and it's like 4 days and workshops. And then we'll go up to New York and Pennsylvania to do an event up there the weekend after called Elements Festival. And we're continuing. We've got a couple of other things in the works, but we'll have those confirmed probably further down the line. It's looking like it's going to be a busy summer for us.
That's great. If people want to follow your work or find out where you're going to be, where can they find out more information?
Well, if you have social media, Instagram, Facebook, you can find us at the Harmonia Sanctuary or Safe in Harmonia. And if you're looking on the interwebs, you can find us at safeinharmonia.org.
We also do produce fundraisers in town. One of the ways we fundraise is we produce shows and events with our community, who has been super supportive. And our next big event that we have coming up is in August. It's called Solasta Festival. It's a 2-day event with like music and friends, and kind of like our take on the idea of a festival. So we really put a lot of emphasis on safety and taking care of one another, sustainability. It's one of our visions for the future of festivals. So
Sustainability and community, and two of like the backbones of our belief system. One thing that's really wonderful about Solasta is that it's located 2 hours from here in Tennessee on the Clinch River, which is the fifth cleanest river.
Yeah, so we have been working on, we have a core team of people in Asheville. There's about 7 of us that meet on a weekly basis to talk fundraising and to organize for the upcoming season. Usually in the past we've done this big outdoor fundraiser. We did it for 2 years at the Bywater and then a year at the Salvage Station. And this year we've kind of decided to change up our fundraising game and go for a crowdfunding campaign. So we're launching a Patreon in April, which is really exciting. We're actually planning out the video and shooting it this week. And we've got a lot of goodies for our supporters on that. So that's been really fun to put together with the team. We really have like this awesome, solid core team of people in Asheville that like dedicate 2 hours of their week every week to this project, and then more when we do events. So it's really like cool to see the community of people that have come to help fulfill this mission and this vision of safety at festivals.
Yeah, we really couldn't do it without it. The amazing individuals that have felt the call and the need to come support us. They work so hard in countless hours. So really, Harmonia is still running here today due to the family that we've created.
It started out as like an idea amongst a few of us who work for music festivals. We work in the music industry, and we kind of saw this need for kind of just this support container. And we started kind of meeting once a week, kind of like we do now. I think we started on Tuesdays, so it's cool to see how that's just like stayed the same. And we started putting it together, and the support for the project has been kind of overwhelming. I mean, it's pretty much the events that we've done and the festivals that we've served and the team that's come together and the people who have come up to show support have been like so much beyond what we had initially started and what we could have ever have imagined this project turning into. So it's kind of cool to see. And
well, thank you so much for letting us know about the work that you do. And maybe we'll catch you at some Western North Carolina events one of these days. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, we appreciate it greatly.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Thanks for having us.